Blog Talk Radio.
Warperson.com. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God.
Well, hello, everyone. We are waiting for
everyone. This is Lisa Marie Nicole. Welcome to the Summer Concert Series, and today is my night, and I thank Miss Rebecca for letting me take over the page tonight to do some music for you guys. I'm going to do all kinds of different music. I have some of my songs. I'm doing some covers. I got some Pat Benatar in there. I got some Karen Carpenter. And I'm just going to throw all kinds of stuff at you tonight. So I hope everybody has sent out some invitations. A lot of people have to come over to this page. So I hope everybody will come over and join me tonight for some music. Got my arm shot up again, so I'm in a little bit of pain tonight. But I'm going to do my best to get through this. And I also have my tracks, so that will give me a break too, a little bit. If this feed isn't coming across okay, please let me know if I need to make it louder, because I can't tell. It's very loud in here where I am, so I can't tell if it's loud, too loud, or not loud enough. I'm going to turn this up a little bit right now. Hope you guys are having a great week, and I hope you have a great weekend coming up, and I hope you're all having a wonderful, the weather's been crazy here. It's been on and off. I know everybody across the United States is having some really wacky weather, and it's been very warm here in Florida, so I hope everybody's safe where they are. We had some really bad storms yesterday, but that's part of life. Let me see if I can get this up a little more. Hold on one second. I'm trying to set this level. That sounds like it could be better. Okay. This is a song by Jewel. I usually do this when I open my shows, just to let me warm up a little bit. This is Who Will Save Your Soul. Of course, all the people that are 80s fans know that I love to do 80s music, so some of my music will be from the 80s rock and some other types of music from the 80s.
You and you
There ain't nothing for free. Another doctor bill, a lawyer bill, another kill chief drill. You know you love him. You put him in your will. Who will say he gave your soul when it comes to the flower now? Oh, 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 save your souls. All the lies that you told, boy. Who will tonight.
You're listening to Lisa Marie Nicole. This is a simulcast with her concert on Miss Rebecca's Musician Palooza. It's on video on that channel, and we are broadcasting the audio part of it here on the Four Persons Blog Talk Radio.
I'll see how it sounds when I do my music. Hopefully people will go back and watch this. I know a lot of people are working right now or eating dinner, so I'm sure people will go back and watch this later on. So this is my song, Stained Glass Window in My Soul. This song is doing very well. It's off my new EP I just released in February called Windows of My Soul, and this song is available everywhere. This is one of my 80s rock songs. This is off my, yeah, it's so staticky. why tonight, this is off my Great Seal My Soul album, Pray About Everything.
Hey, Richard, just joined me on the line. Richard, you just tuned in. Lisa sounds good tonight, right?
She does, especially since she's not feeling good.
Yeah, and she's experienced some kind of static on her end, but we're not hearing it here. So apparently it's just coming back into her own headphones, but we're not hearing it on the broadcast. So we're going to go back and enjoy the show, right?
Yes, sir.
Testing. Sounds like it's still got a short in it. I don't know why it's doing this. Oh my God.
See what I mean, Richard? She's hearing something, but I'm not hearing it. Did you hear anything?
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any feedback. So I guess it's just only in her own headphones.
I got like 10,000 cords, and this one's got to go, right?
All right, we're gonna go back to Lisa Marie Nicole.
Yes, sir.
The devil's trying to get me tonight. All day today, actually. Well, speaking of the devil, maybe I'll sing Get Behind Me, Satan.
Good choice. That's my favorite Lisa Marie Nicole song.
Get Behind Me, Satan. This song was banned a couple of times because of the lyrics, but I don't care. I still sing it because it needs to get out there.
Who is this by, Richard?
Lisa Marie Nicole.
Oh, it's her original song? Okay.
Yeah. But it's my favorite Lisa Marie Nicole song.
She's been doing a bunch of covers, so I didn't know it was a cover.
See how this sounds. It's probably going to come by.
All right, so back to Lisa.
Probably going to come by back a little. There it is. Now it sounds like it's working. I don't know why. Okay, this is Get Behind Me, Satan.
This should be interesting. Go ahead.
Protected by the love of Christ.
All right.
I think I might have figured it out.
I wasn't familiar with that song. I didn't know about that one, but that's a killer, Rich. That's a rock.
Well, see, that's why you need to get an Echo device and play and tell it to shuffle music by Lisa Marie Nicole.
Well, maybe now that I've stopped working 60 hours a week, maybe I can actually do that.
I mean, you can get them cheap on Amazon.
It wasn't the money, it's the time, is what
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. I hope you're doing well this evening, Rich.
I am.
Richard. I wouldn't call you anything else.
Oh, wow. I like that new dot.
Like what?
That new Echo dot.
All right, back to Lisa. Oh, we're going to do Pat Benatar here. I love Pat Benatar.
I do too.
Oh, I think I know what song this is. Never Again, isn't that what you said?
I want to put it up too loud or I'm going to get back at you again.
Promises in the dark.
Many times I tried to tell you.
Nope.
Many times I cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really. I've invested too much time. To give you up that easy, to the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words, we're both falling under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong, we belong, we belong together. Maybe it's a sign of weakness when I don't know what to say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. We become a habit, do we distort the facts? Now there's no looking forward, now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the wind, we're both falling under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong, we belong. We belong to the sun.
Richard, that was incredibly painful. That song just brings back a lot of memories, and wow, she just opened up a lot of wounds with that one.
Yeah, she did. Made me think about somebody I used to know a lifetime ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, it's been a few years, but the pain is still very real. So,
yep.
Amazing how those old songs just bring it all back, isn't it?
Indeed. You know, Roxy, on the off chance you're listening, that song made me miss you, but I really don't.
This is Karen Carpenter's post-game.
Well, I think I miss her, but I have to keep reminding myself I don't miss her. I miss who she used to be.
Exactly.
You are near, just like me, they long to be close to you.
Richard, I'll bet you a dollar against a donut you can't guess who was originally supposed to record this song before the Carpenters. We'll go back to Lisa, and then you can tell me if you can figure out who was supposed to do this song first.
I don't even know what the song's called.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle more dust in your hair or go and starlight in your eyes is blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle more dust in your hair of gold and starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Richard, Karen had such an angelic voice. It's such a tragedy that she died so young. But I mean, Lisa does her well. She does her justice, right?
She does.
Okay, so who was supposed to first do that song and ended up turning it down and it was given to the Carpenters?
I have no idea.
Herb Alpert.
Really?
Go back and listen to it, you can hear it. When you go back and listen to the song after hearing that, you say, oh, yeah, okay, I get it, yeah.
But Herb didn't sing.
Yeah, but if you listen to the music, listen to the song, listen to the music, especially that little horn solo part in the center, you can say, okay, I can see this being Herb Alpert.
Yeah, okay.
You'll see what I'm talking about. All right, let's see what she's going to do next.
Does anybody want to hear the song I did for my mom? Mama, I love you.
Sure.
Yes. I love that song. I played it for my mother.
And my mom's still around too. 92 years old in September she'll be.
This is the song, Mama, I Love You. This is the one I wrote for my mom, but I dedicated to all mothers. And I'm going to do this one for you. This is off my new EP, Windows of My Soul, that was released. So you'll be able to get this everywhere if you download it.
What a great song, Richard. That's a beautiful song.
I love that song.
EP, Windows of My Soul.
Wonder what she's going to do next.
Love to see her Almost Beatles song.
Concert in Florida, and I have backup singers that are going to be actually singing music with me when I'll be playing. And so I'm really excited about that. It's going to be May 18th. I've been advertising it everywhere, but I know a lot of you guys are all over the United States, so you can't go to that. But I'm just putting it out there, letting you know I'll be doing that. It might be, some of it might be live stream, not all of it, though. Whoops.
Love the opportunity to broadcast that, wouldn't you, Richard?
I would. I was just thinking exactly that.
I wanted to do another Pat Benatar song.
I was such a Pat Benatar fan. I bought like her first 9 albums.
I do a lot of these when I perform the covers.
Oh, I was in lust with her when I was a kid.
I loved her music. I thought her band was one of the most underrated bands of the 80s.
I just don't know with this speaker how it's been.
They were a phenomenal band.
Right now, but I don't know.
Yeah, they were.
It was a mess with this.
And her husband was an amazing guitar player. He still is.
He was, but not just that, but their drummer was incredible, too. Did you ever hear their cover that they did of the Sweet song, the song No You Don't?
Yes.
Awesome. I think they outdid Sweet on it.
Yes. Myron Grombacher was amazing as a drummer.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole band was, they were tight. And she had an incredible vocal range, just unbelievable range.
8 octaves.
Well, that's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I can get 4
great
on a good day.
That's wonderful. Now the feed is going out.
I might be able to do about
a
half of
one. Great day. Oh, man. Please, Lord, give me the strength.
I had just a little bit of a video hiccup there, but nothing too serious.
Mm-mm.
Let me move this real quick, and then I'll do this. So
yeah,
this is my
doing
favorite Pat Benatar song.
Oh.
This is Love is a Battlefield.
Oh.
Great song.
She's going right for the heart tonight, Richard.
She is.
Great drum work on this song.
No one can.
You can hold your own against Pat Benatar. You got a set of pipes. I mean,
yeah, you do.
All right, here's another one. How about Shadows in the Night?
This is one of my favorite another songs. One. You know, this song.
My God.
This song reminds me of my best friend Robert Miller. That was one of our songs, and he passed away March of last year after 45 years of friendship.
Thank you.
band was just tight, Rich. They just were.
Yeah, they were.
And that that song just...
John, I don't have that one, but I will get it.
What'd you ask for?
Maybe I'll do a whole concert on Pat Benatar.
Promises in the Dark.
Ah.
They, you know, they just did so many great songs. So many. Rich.
Let me see if I can find it.
I mean, for, you know, just a few years that they were churning out music, man. And, you know, it's really amazing about Pat Benatar is how many great covers they did. They did so many.
Yes.
And most of the covers that they did were better than the originals. Like You Better Run.
Yep.
Wow, hi, Ken. You people are late, you know. I came on at 6. This is why I never get off of here. I try to do an hour, and then everybody comes on when I'm leaving. So, I've been rocking out since I was young. I love 80s. I love Pat. I love Lita Ford. I mean, I grew up in that era. So, yeah, I like to do their music, fooling around, you know, once in a while. But
did you know that I actually made a Pat Benatar song into a bumper for our show? Did you know that, Rich?
I have tons of her music.
No, I didn't.
Didn't? Let me see if I can find it.
This actually sounds...
You'll recognize it. One of my favorite songs by her. Let's see where it is. It's just one of our, you know, little bumpers that I did for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bumpers. Maybe I got the settings right finally, so it's not staticky anymore.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
You are listening to the four-person... We are Blog Talk Radio's one and only authentic Catholic defenders of the deeper truths of our sacred faith. To learn more about what we do, go to our show page at thefourpersons.com and our blog
at
thefourpersons.net.
Yes.
If you would like to call in tonight with your comments or questions, the number is 515-602-9655.
Probably can't hear it over her, could you?
Kind of.
All right, hold on. Let me try it again. Pause and Lisa for just a second so you can hear it.
You are listening to the Four Persons Network. We are Blog Talk Radio's one and only authentic Catholic defenders of the deeper truths of our sacred faith. To learn more about what we do, go to our show page at thefourpersons.com and our blog site at thefourpersons.net. If you would like to call in tonight with your comment or questions, the number is 515-602-9655. That number again is 515-602-9655. For follow-up information after the show, email us anytime at email at thefourpersons.com. That's email at thefourpersons.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
I don't think
nice.
I had to help with that, did I? Rich, you there?
I am.
Come on, baby, come on, you don't fight fair.
Did you recognize the song?
Yep.
What was it?
Oh, that one? No, I don't. I'm listening to Lisa.
Oh, it was No You Don't.
Ah.
That song received Pat Benatar's overwhelming most airplay, but I don't think it was anywhere close to her best song. Do you agree?
I would agree with you 100%. I like Hell Is for Children.
Oh, that song is off the chart awesome. That is just...
Yeah.
So while I catch you guys in here, I'm going to do
That song's a classic.
This is my new song I wrote about America. And if you guys can sing with me in the background, I appreciate it, the end of this, because I got this all set up at my concert, that the end of this song where it says, "We are Americans," I'm sure you guys have heard this. I have
times.
A bunch of people that are going to be singing this in the background, and I'm going to have the whole audience.
I'm
going
to tell her she needs to learn that one, Rich.
The end of this with me.
Yes.
But I'm a little congested right now,
that
so
is,
I really hope that I can sing this high note.
That is such a powerful song.
I'll do the best I can.
And the meaning behind it is amazing.
That's why I'm saying it's so powerful. And Gerardo just captures the emotion in that guitar solo. It just the raw anger, the rage of the song.
Yes.
All right, I have it.
That song is a masterpiece.
I'm going to stand up for this one.
So is this one.
This is my song, United We Stand.
Yeah, she did a great job on this. On the video, too.
This is for all
yes.
Americans. There is a gaping hole in the sky where the towers must have looked so proud and so high. There is a sadness across the land that people will never understand.
Of the video.
Rich, almost like a Pink Floyd Comfortably Numb kind of sound there. We'll be right back.
Lisa puts on the dog. She does a great show always.
Yeah. Yeah. She always, always puts out really, really good stuff. So, yeah. So real happy about that. So we got some good stuff here too. I mean, you've been putting out some great shows. Ken's been putting out some great stuff. William has been putting out some, you know, fantastic stuff. So, wanted to give everybody kind of an update because this trip to Israel, it's not just a big deal for me. It's a big deal for the four persons. 2 years ago, I could not have seen myself in a position of being able to take this trip. This trip isn't just about me. This is something I'm sharing with everybody. And I want all of you to join me in this trip because it's so important, everything that we're going to experience in this. So what I wanted to do, and the reason I'm bringing it up today is because the first leg of the trip is going to be me, you know, going to Dulles Airport, getting situated there, getting in the hotel there so I can take the shuttle to the airport in the morning. And that's going to be 7 months from today. So this is kind of a countdown. So I wanted to kind of go through what's going to happen on this trip each day and then just kind of get your comments as I go along. Is that okay?
Yep.
So the first day I'm going to actually, I don't know if you're familiar with the Washington, D.C. area, but I'm going to fly up from Dulles Airport to New York. I'm going to leave at about 5 o'clock evening. Departing from Dulles Airport, which is the outskirts of Washington, it's actually in Virginia, I should arrive in New York at about 6 o'clock, 6:30, somewhere around there. And then the plane leaves from New York
at about 11:30 at night. So that's when I go through, and I've never traveled overseas. I've never gone through anything like this, but it's just, it's weird because I'm going to be arriving in Israel about 10 hours later. But the 10 hours later is not going to be 10 o'clock in the morning or 9:30 in the morning. It's going to be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because of the time difference.
Right.
So that's going to be the first thing for me to get used to. Now, I understand people who travel all the time understand this. This is going to be a big hurdle for me to get over. I've never experienced anything like that. When we arrive in Tel Aviv, the first thing we do after we go through customs and all that stuff, that's when we're going to meet Steve and Janet along with the local team. Then we're going to go to Galilee, which is approximately, give or take, 100 miles northwest, about 100 miles northwest. And then mass and dinner on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
Wow.
I mean, what a kickoff. Okay. I mean, you're having mass, you're experiencing mass and dinner overlooking, it's only the water that Jesus walked on.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the most amazing experience of my entire life at that point, up to that point. But the thing about this trip is that each time I've experienced something that I can't imagine anything could surpass it, I'm going to experience something that surpasses it. So the next day, listen to the agenda for the next day, Rich. This is just, I can't even believe it when I'm reading it. Okay, first of all, we're going to go to the Mount of Beatitudes for Mass. Okay, so
wow.
This is going to be Thursday. So Thursday morning Mass, only at the place where Jesus, you know, gave this, the Beatitude speech, blessed are those who are persecuted, blessed are those who mourn. I'm going to be having Mass there. Then we're going on to Caesarea Philippi, which is this huge foundational stone, which is the backdrop to where Jesus says to Peter, you are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Wow.
Then we drive through the Golden Heights, view the Syrian border, stop for lunch, okay? And then we go to Tagba, where Jesus multiplied the fish and loaves. Then we're going to visit the place where Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. And then we're going to have some free time and dinner and overnight back in Tiberias. How's that for a first 2 days?
That's pretty amazing.
And just everything that I've covered right there, I can call him back. My friend is calling me, but I can call him back. Everything that I just said right there is worth the cost of this trip. Just what I'm experiencing there is worth the cost of the trip. But then the next day, day four, we're going to ascend the Mount of Transfiguration. Now, one thing, you know, when people talk about the book of Revelation, they talk about the Whore of Babylon. One thing they seize on is, oh, it's Rome. Rome is the, you know, the city built on seven hills. Well, it says seven mountains. And it's talking about Jerusalem. And I don't think a lot of people realize there are seven mountains that the city of Jerusalem is built upon.
So right.
We're going to be going up the Mount of Transfiguration. This is where Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus, and they were all transfigured. We're going to try to get there early to miss the crowds. Okay? And then we go to the wedding church in Cana, the wedding church in Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine.
Mm.
Okay. Then we stopped for lunch in Nazareth. That's only the city that Jesus grew up in, the city where the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. And then we go to the Church of the Annunciation, the place where it happened, for a tour and for Mass. We're going to visit the house of the Holy Family and then dinner at a restaurant in Nazareth and then back to overnight in Tiberias.
Mm.
What do you think so far?
I think it's amazing. I think that's going to be such an amazing trip, and I think you really should put out the money and send me too.
I really wish I could. I would. I absolutely would if I could. So day five, we're back at the Sea of Galilee. Okay. Day five, we go to Capernaum for Mass. Now, this is where Jesus first identified himself in the synagogue as the Messiah. Remember, he said, today this passage is fulfilled in your midst. Okay. Then we go
yes.
for Mass at St. Peter's house and the synagogue where Jesus introduced the Eucharist. All right. Then we're going to hear a talk from Steve on the Eucharist and then a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. St. Peter's fish for lunch. And then we're going to drive to Jerusalem, stopping along the way at Ein Kerem to visit the Church of the Visitation. This is where Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth. Then we top that with dinner and overnight stay in Jerusalem.
Curly fries, waffle fries, potato wedges, simple cut fries.
I'm hearing noises.
Yeah, you heard my echo device.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She's asking me the poll of the day. Hang on just a second. Let me get through this. Potato wedges. Okay.
Thanks for voting. Here's the leaderboard. Curly fries, 29.1%.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah. Heal, Alexa.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Are we ready for day six?
Yes.
Okay, day six, we spend the day in Bethlehem. Visit the Olive Wood store to support the local Christians. Mass at the Shepherd's Field. And I'm hoping that when we have Mass at the Shepherd's Field, that we're going to be close enough that I'll be able to sneak away and visit Tony and Paulette. And if not, there's going to be another day when I can do that. Okay, so Mass at the Shepherd's Field, and then we visit the Church of the Nativity where Jesus was born, seeing the exact spot where Jesus was born. Then we enjoy a special dinner with the atmosphere of a Bedouin tent, traditional dancing, then overnight in Jerusalem. Then day seven, we travel along the Via della Rosa, the Way of the Cross. We arrive at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and celebrate Mass. Now, his February group got to celebrate Mass inside the tomb.
Mm.
I am hoping for a repeat of that. That would be just breathtaking.
Yes, okay. It would.
Then we go to the top of Mount Calvary, touch the top and tour the church, and return to the hotel for breakfast. Depart for prayer at the Western Wall, enjoy a group lunch together in Jerusalem, and then we have free time. And I'm hoping during that free time, if I haven't had a chance to visit Paulette and Tony, that this would be my opportunity at that point. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an optional tour, and I'm going to take advantage of the optional tour, of the Shroud of Turin, an exhibit of the Shroud of Turin, and then dinner and overnight in Jerusalem.
Nice.
Day 8. Begin today with Mass at the Garden of Gethsemane.
Oh, wow.
There are 2,000-year-old trees in that garden, Richard. If those trees could talk,
what would they tell us? What did they see?
Yeah. I mean, to know that I'm going to be touching a stone that maybe Jesus collapsed on, or one of the apostles fell asleep on, or a tree that he leaned up against. It's just, then we drive to the Mount of Olives to visit the church of the Our Father, the Pater Nostra. At the seeming promenade, we hear Steve give an invigorating history of salvation in 20 minutes. We enjoy lunch at Jewish Kibbutz. Then we drive to Mount Zion to visit the Church of Mary's Dormition and the Upper Room, ending at the Church of St. Peter in Gallicanto. Dinner at the cheese and wine restaurant on the roof of the Notre Dame Center overlooking Jerusalem, and then overnight in Jerusalem. And then day 9 is a free day with an optional Dead Sea excursion, which I will take advantage of. Possible, you know, go down to Bethlehem to see Tony and Paulette. Possible go down to walk down to the Holy Sepulchre after the morning mass at St. Stephen's Dominican Church. Free day for shopping, prayer, rest, what have you. Obviously, we'll do a show. We'll call in. We'll do a video and an audio show. And then the next day, return to the United States. It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That sounds like an amazing trip.
Yeah. And I'm going to share it with all of you. I'm going to bomb you with pictures, with videos, with calling in. I'm going to try to make our group experience this trip as much as it is possible. And like I said, Richard, I'm sorry, it's just a bad habit.
It's okay.
If it was within my means to pay for you to come to this trip, I would do so in a heartbeat if I had it. I absolutely would. In fact, that's the only heartbreaking thing is that I would love to have taken my wife on this trip. What I always wanted when we were together, but I had to come to the conclusion that she was not in the same place as I am. Just wasn't. And that's painful. But life hurts sometimes, you know. But this is where I am, and this is what I must do. And I absolutely need to go on this trip. This is not a pleasure cruise. This is a connection that I need to make, and I'm going to make that connection with all of you. And so it all kicks off 7 months from today. And do you have any further thoughts before I close this down?
Not really. I'm thrilled for you to be able to make the trip. I mean, I was there in March and April of 86. So I've been there, but I haven't experienced it the way you're going to.
Yeah. Well, you're, like I said, you know, I want you to be ready to host some programs and what have you, because we're going to make that connection. Whereas in 86, it wouldn't have been possible. The technology has moved to the point where, you know, doing a live stream from Bethlehem in 1986, not possible. We couldn't have done it. But now we can.
I was Catholic. I was Catholic back then. I just wasn't real Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah. Many of us have gone through that we didn't give our faith the seriousness that it really needed. So, Anyway, on that note, I'm going to say God bless and good night. And
God bless you, brother.
Tune in tomorrow. William is going to have two great shows, and then we come back here at 3:30 for the Divine Mercy. Would you end us with a prayer?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you for bringing us together to listen to Lisa Marie Nicole's great concert for your greater glory, and for the conversation John and I had about his trip to Israel and how amazing it's going to be and how it's going to bring him so much closer to you than he could ever imagine. And we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you bestow upon us and all of our family with the Four Persons Network and the Four Persons Facebook group, and giving us an opportunity to glorify you. And we thank you for stretching out your arms and dying on the cross that our sins would be forgiven. And Lord, we're just so grateful for everything. We're grateful that you woke us up this morning. We're grateful that you put food in our stomachs and roofs over our heads. And we're grateful for the medications that you gave us today. And we're grateful for everything, Lord. And you give us everything, and we know that. And we just want you to know that we know that you're the source of all good, and that you deserve all of our love, devotion, and affection. And we strive every day to give you that. And sometimes we fall short, and we're sorry for that. But we get up with your help, we dust ourselves off, and we go at it again. Because eventually, maybe when we're in purgatory, we'll get it right. And so we thank you, Lord, and we love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
God bless you,
brother. God bless you, John. Roger that.
All right.
Bye.